Good evening. First of all, I would like to thank everyone for allowing me to get up here tonight and to bring forth this lesson. I'd like to thank Ken, especially for his prayers of confidence, and most importantly, the fact that he said that it would be short and sweet, and this will be short and sweet, but to the point. Tonight, I'd like to talk about resolutions, or as the song we just sang, to resolve. Tuesday night, most people will be making a New Year's resolution, either to better themselves somehow this year, and most resolutions are broke within the first 2 months of making them. It doesn't matter what it is, most people give up on it. And I'm no different than anybody else. My New Year's resolution this year is to be healthier, just to eat healthier and be healthier in general. Also, I plan on being a better Christian. As a matter of fact, I am going to be striving to be a better Christian. As the song says, I am resolved no longer to linger. So with that, let's dive in. We often sing the song, I am resolved, when inviting people to obey the gospel. But today I want to use the song to invite people to become better Christians. I am resolved. Resolve means to decide firmly on a course of action, according to the Oxford University Press. So we say that a person who's resolved to do something has made a resolution. In other words, they've made a firm decision. For example, the song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus, is about a resolution we've made. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back, though none go with me, I still will follow, no turning back, no turning back. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus, no turning back, I'll follow him. As Christians, we make firm decisions regarding our commitment to God, such as to love and obey God, put God first in everything, and assembling with the saints is a top priority, and to do the best to serve God. We also make firm decisions regarding our growth and progress as Christians, such as, I'm going to read the Bible this year, I'm going to teach a class this year, I'm going to invite my neighbors to church this year, and I'm going to prepare more for Bible class this year. Paul constantly tried to improve his service to God, found in Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 14. In Philippians chapter 3, 7 through 14, I'm reading out of the New American Standard, it says, but whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being comforted to his death. In order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And we as faithful Christians also strive to improve our service, making firm decisions or resolutions helps us make these changes in our lives, resolving not to linger. When we sing, "I am resolved," we proclaim we've decided not to linger. I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. How resolved are you not to linger? Are you diligent? Are you applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love, found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. Are you diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you? 2 Peter 1, verse 10. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. Or are you lingering? Lingering Christians. Linger means to be slow or reluctant. God's word teaches us not to linger when it comes to change, to the changing and becoming a more fruitful Christian. Rather than lingering, we are to be not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, and serving the Lord, Romans 12:11. Likewise, Jesus strongly warns Christians who are lingering. To the Christians who had left their first love, Jesus says, therefore, remember from where you have fallen and repent and do the deeds you did at first, or else I am coming to you and I will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent. Revelation chapter 2, verse 5. And to lukewarm Christians, Jesus says, I know your deeds, that you are neither hot, or you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were hot or cold, so because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Revelation 3, 15 through 16. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. We are to be different from the world. To be a better Christian, we must resolve to be different from the world, like the song says. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the path of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still I will enter in. This has always been God's desire for his children, as Paul explains, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. Do not be bound together with unbelievers, for what partnerships have righteousness and lawlessness, or what fellowship has light with darkness? And continuing on in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18, therefore come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So are you resolved? Are you resolved to be a more fruitful, faithful Christian in 2014? How are you going to become more fruitful? What is your plans? What have you firmly decided? In Luke chapter 14, verses 26 through 27, if any man comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple, but whoever does not carry his own cross and comes after me cannot be my disciple. And in verse 33, so then, none of you can be my disciple who does not give up all of his own possessions. And in Mark 16, verse 16, he who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. I am resolved that I'm going to be a better Christian in 2014. If there's anyone here that would like to make their life right with God, or needs the prayers of the church, or just needs to come up and talk, please feel free while we stand and sing.